Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. After his team fell 23-18 to the Jacksonville Jaguars on the road, head coach Gary Kubiak took questions from the media and started by talking about just how tough the loss was.
What kind of feelings you have coming close again, not getting over the hump?
Well, I'm just very disappointed, Mark. You know, obviously we had a horrible start to the football game. The issue with the quarterback, turning the ball over, got backed up a couple of times, you know, put ourselves in a big, big hole for the rest of the afternoon and had every chance to dig out of it, you know, but didn't. And I thought defensively we battled like heck to give us a chance as an offensive football team in the second half, but the big turnover down there the first time really hurt us.
What about the play with Brown?
Yeah, we've got a little halfback pass that we've been working on for a while, and, we had what we wanted, but obviously it didn't work out. That's a tough spot to put Chris in, so it just ended up being a bad call by me, you know, just a poor call.
He should just have eaten it, right, or thrown it away?
He's trying to get the ball to Joel, and the corner comes up, and we don't get a helmet on him, so... that's on me. I put him in a tough situation. Thought it gave us a chance for an easy score right there, but I was wrong.
When Matt, was it just a stinger or?
No, he dislocated. He had a dislocation, and they were able to get it back in, and he wants to come back out and play. So it's gutsy on his performance on his behalf, but come up a little bit short.
Here, can you talk to him?
Well, obviously, I think in this league, it's going to take probably 10 or 11 as a wild card team, so that's realistic. But, right now, we're just struggling to get our next win, so we got to figure out a way to clean up mistakes that are keeping us from winning games. You know, that's more of our focus right now than anything else.
Gary, you said you put him in a tough situation.
Yeah.
But doesn't Kyle call plays?
No, I mean, there's nothing that goes in the game that I'm not part of, John or OK. And so we work together calling the games, and, I shouldn't have put him in that position. That's my job as head coach.
So it was Kyle's call and you signed off on it?
No, we called the game together.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I sign off on every play that goes in.
Yeah. Okay. Gary, what was it about the play that you thought specifically worked against Jacksonville or just something?
Well, we've run that pitch against them, many a times, and we knew we could sneak Joel to the back of the end zone and lob him the ball for a touchdown. We had him back there, but the corner came up, and we were unable to get a hat on him, and it looked like Chris having a little trouble getting the ball going in his hands, and, he got hit. So that's why he couldn't get him the ball. But it's something we've been working on for a period of time and thought it was a good chance to do it, but it didn't work out that
way. Somebody missed the block.
Obviously, we came up one short out there somehow, somewhere. I have to go back and look at it.
It started bad with Jacoby. Tell us what happened with him.
Nothing other than missing a meeting. He missed a meeting on Saturday, so I made a decision not to bring him.
What happens with him going forward? Anything
nothing
beyond that?
We go back, and he gets fined, and, get him back in there, do things right this week. He'll be back up there playing.
How do you feel about a guy doing that before your biggest game?
Well, that was very disappointing, John. I mean, you got everybody. We knew how important this game was, how much was on the line, and we had a really good week as a team. And, you get a distraction like that on Saturday morning, before you get on the bus to come down here and lay it on the line. So that's disappointing, but, try to figure out a way to make him more responsible.
You did well against Jones Drives at the last drive. What was the difference on the last drive?
Well, we kept him in check, pretty much all day defensively. His will against our will. We got to find a way to get off the field right there. And, they got three big first downs, if I'm right. We had all our timeouts and there was 4 minutes left, so we had plenty of time to get the ball back. But, a mark of a sign of a good team is a team that when everybody knows they're going to run it, they still run it, and they did today.
Did Matt fight you to get back in the game? Did you not want to play him?
Well, when he came back out, the trainer told me he's fine to go. He told me what they had done and that he was okay to play and wants to play. So, as long as I could see him being able to protect himself out there, then, give him a chance to play. I thought he did a hell of a job once he came back.
Clark was on base to throw for 4 yards. He had 199 in the first half. How was he able to play so many passes?
Well, they had big plays, if I'm right, John. I want to say three of those plays accounted for the majority of their yardage. So, how he was able to do it. It's just a good job on his part, good job by them. And, they made big plays in the first half. I think they had a 250-yard half, and we hold them to, another 80 or 90 yards in the second half. So they had a big first half, but the game was still well within reach.
Did year. Almost everything went against you guys early on, but Matt comes back and the energy picked up. And look, you guys had to think you could do it.
17-0, and your quarterback's, you know, in a locker room. Obviously, that's tough on a football team. He came back out, gave a spark. We went right down the field, got a score. If I'm right, with the at the two-minute warning or just before. But then they turned around and went and got a field goal. But I don't think anybody was panicking at halftime. We were getting the ball. You know, we got excellent field position after the safety, and then we turned the ball over. So, you know, poor sequence right there. We had a lot of momentum. When we turned it over, of course, you know, they were able to go down there and get a field goal out of that.
But you got some breaks in the second half, so it's just a matter of cleaning it up and finishing it off.
Yeah, we got a break. Like I said, you know, we got a big break, and they fumbled the punt, you know, and we got the safety. So we had all kind of opportunities, and we – you know, you're sitting on the, what, 7-yard line with basically a quarter left to play down by, you know, down by, 11 right there, I think, you know. So, I mean, we're in perfect position to win a football game. You got to finish. And, you know, of course, getting the turnover there inside the 5-yard line, you know, devastating for your team.
What injuries do you have?
Adibi's got an ankle. Bullman's got a hamstring. Let's see, who's that? Sean Cody's got an ankle. So it's just those three.
So much talk in town about your future. Is that a distraction for the team?
Well, I hope not. You know, I mean, that's part of this business. Anytime you struggle as a football team, or, you know, team's going to catch a hard time, coach is going to catch a hard time. That's part of this game. So, as I told them after the game, it wasn't a lack of effort. Our guys playing very, very hard. But we're having a hard time playing clean football. You know, you get three turnovers, and we had some continuing penalties again, especially on special teams. And when you're doing those things, it's hard to win. The effort has been good, and it will continue to be good.
Quarterback Matt Schaub made a valiant return to action after being knocked out with a dislocated left shoulder on the first play from scrimmage for the Texans offense. He, too, answered questions from the media after.
And this came up as another group of missed opportunities to put a game away?
Absolutely. You know, we had our opportunities. You know, we had that one possession after the muff punt that we had down there, and we had our false start on 4th and 3 where, you know, we had a good play call and one that looked like it was going to work against what they were doing. And, you know, we get back to 4th and 8, we just got to kick the field goal there, and that hurts not to get 7 out of that, you know, change of momentum and change of field position. Then we had the other opportunity down there after the big play to Andre, and then, you know, having that halfback pass, you know, end the way it did. You know, it was missed opportunities by us as a team.
You guys worked on that play in practice. We watched you guys working on it, and it looked like the play was there. I mean, was that sort of your take on it when you saw it unfold?
Yeah, as it developed after I made the pitch and, you know, carried out my fake, you know, I looked back. It looked like, you know, just as it had in practice, that it was going to work, and the guy shot his guns on defense to stop Chris on the run. And, you know, it was just another one of those missed opportunities.
Can you talk about the injury? What happened on that?
Yeah, dislocated my shoulder, so it just came in, and I had some x-rays and, you know, reset it, and, you know, went back out there to play.
Painful? Did it hurt? Only during the game.
I mean, you're in the game, the adrenaline's going, you know. There were times where you could tell, I could feel it, but, you know, they put a harness on there and so kept it in place.
Matt, what was that like to have to, you got hurt, you're in pain, and you have to come out, and you have to go in the locker room, and the game is going on, and there's nothing you can do for quite a while. How hard was that?
You know, it's tough because I'm constantly saying, you know, what's going on in the game, what's the score, what's the situation, and, you know, just trying to get the x-rays and get them done. I'm like, you know, let's hurry up. You know, it's like I'm thinking we're in the two-minute drill, but for the doctors and the trainers and the staff and everything, they're like, oh, hold on, let's make sure we're, you know, evaluating it. So we're just trying to get out there as soon as possible.
So was it much of a decision for you to go back out?
Absolutely not. You know, I told them, you know, they were trying to give me all the scenarios. I'm like, who cares? Just put that brace on and let's go.
So did you have to argue your way back onto the field?
I mean, I didn't really have to argue too much. I just told them, you know, we're going out there and playing.
Will this affect you going forward, in your opinion?
Not in my opinion. You know, we'll have another picture of it tomorrow, and just to, you know, get the MRI and see what happens.
Did it limit you any during the game when you got back out there?
No, I don't think so. No, I was able to throw. You know, it was my non-throwing arm, so, you know, I wasn't going to be, you know, diving too much. And I did have the one scramble and dove on, and as I was diving, I was like, what am I doing? It's the shoulder that I had hurt, but, you know, we just moved forward.
Andre called
it from the one from 2 years ago.
I'm sorry?
How different was it from the one from 2 years ago?
You know, it was the same arm, same injury, you know, dislocated in the same spot, and I don't think it's quite as severe as the one, you know, that happened 2 years ago.
Matt, with the playoff situation being what it is now, almost out of reach, Andre Johnson called it a terrible feeling. How do you describe your innermost emotions about all this?
You know, I can just reiterate what Andre said. You know, it's just, you know, very frustrating because we know what type of team we can be and what direction we're heading. And to let things, you know, slip through our grasp the past few weeks, you know, it hurts bad, you know, but we have four games left and we're a team. We're not gonna lay down. We're gonna get up and we're gonna fight and we're gonna keep playing.
What's your take on the halfback pass?
You know, it wasn't a, you know, it had worked all week in practice. We got the look that we thought we were gonna get, and it looked like it was developing the same way we had practiced it. And you know, the guy was hitting Chris as he was throwing it, and you know, those running backs, they're not used to taking a hit as they're throwing the ball and being able to still get enough on it. And it's just, you know, the guy, the safety intercepted it. You know, it's just another one of those missed opportunities that, you know, we got to avoid as a football team.